We are learning with Sechel Ksuvos Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are starting a brand new Mishnah Daf Chavav Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah: Ha'isha shenechbesha bidei oyvdei chavim, aydei mamo imetaris labayla, the nefashas sura labayla. So first, as a haktama, someone was married, a sister was married. So if she's married to a kohen and someone is ma'anis her chas v'shalom, then the halach is she is usher to her husband the kohen, even if it's oynis. Mashainkin, when she's married to Yisrael, she's only also to her husband if she's mezana bedas beratzin. But if it's an oynis, she is mutter. Therefore, shavuya, for example, where someone is captured and in captivity, there she's also to a koyin, but not also to Yisrael. Why? Because in the chazaka, she's megana atzma. She's not interested in being with that captive because she wants to get out and she doesn't want to be worth a lot of money. And she wants to just, she makes herself look disgusting and therefore she tries to get away. So therefore, she's only also to a koyim, not to Eishes Yisrael. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where she owed money. She borrowed a lot of money from the guy to buy a lot of makeup, whatever it was, and came time to pay, no money. In those days, there was no monkey business. The guy couldn't pay. They took her. They took her as a mashkin. They actually took her as a mashkin. So now, you know, the only way she's getting out is if she pays up her chayv. That's the only way she's getting out. So here, she was nechbashav l'erichav, ma'idei mamoin, mutaris l'vayla. She's mutar l'vayla. Why? Rashi says, the mirsi l'hafsid m'moinam, ve'inu afkirin oisa. They are scared that if they're mezana with her, then they're not going to get her money. They want the money. This is different than a captivity where it's extra money. Here, this is the money they lent out. They want their money back. They don't want to lose their money. This lady owes her $50,000, owes them $50,000. They're worried if they're going to be mafka her and do something wrong to her, they're not going to get their money. They want their money. Therefore, so they mamay mataris labayla. I de nefashois, but if she was chayiv misa, Rashi says, so she's denis lomos. We'll see in the Gemara other cases also, but if she's chayiv to be die, she's chayiv a misa, whatever, she's doing wrong. And once again, in the times of the Gemara, if in the Goyisha Welt, if someone did a very small infraction, they stole money, they get killed for that. So she was chayiv misa, so then the loch is she asur labayla. Rashi says, hov noigaba hefker, choshishim estrasa vechbem. Why? What's the chash? Why also the Baila Yisrael? Why? Because there, since they have her for a while, and the Mazana so many times with her, were worried that maybe one time was Baratzin. That's what Rashi learns. Tais learns slightly different. Tais learns Maschal Va'al learns different. Hainu afilu Baila Yisrael is a Taisis. The Chashin on the bottom Taisis. The Chashin Shemman is Saratzis. They limsa Chain Shle Argana. She figures maybe she'll find Chain, they won't kill her. And therefore, worried it's Baratzin. Therefore, she's also the Baila. In the ratio that's a day mamoin, it's even muta ta koyin. That's how he speaks out. Different maska al yaday. That nearer the mataris a fill of baila koyin, like a shina fill of oinsa. Shina mercy lahafs the mainam. That's how he learns. Like dami l'shvuya. So it's better than shvuya. So by mamoin, it's better than shvuya. By lefash is worse than shvuya. That's how Taisus learns our Mishnah, and that's how we are going to learn the Mishnah. So like upon him, I day mamoin is muta ta baila, I day lefash is surah baila because we're worried about rotzin. Tupshatim why rotzin is the ratio Taisus. Taisa, she thinks maybe she'll get out of getting out of being killed. And Rashi says it so many times, Hashem nesrats v'achas mem. Omrav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchak amarav lo yishanu as yad Yisrael to keep out of the chavim. This whole halacha da'idei mamoin tzvateres v'ayla only if yad Yisrael to keep out of the chavim, which means that they're scared of the Yisraelim at this time. They're not just like making a bazillion out of the Yisraelim, out of the Eden, and they're scared to do something shleik adin, shouldn't lose their money. But the halacha is av yad v'chavim to keep al atzmam. If yad v'chavim is strong on the Eden right now, and the Eden are considered second class citizens, then I feel the imam and asur l'bayla because then they're not scared to mizana with her, they're not scared about losing their money. So he's mechalek between yad yisrael tekifa and yad v'chavim tekifa. The way I'm speaking it out is like this, because if it's yad yisrael tekifa meant legamri, they were completely in charge. Let's say in the time based mikdash in Yerushalayim with a David HaMelech, that's pashut. That they wouldn't even be, they wouldn't be able to take her even because they're in charge. So it just means Yad Yisrael Tekifa means that the Israelim had a kayach. They were the same level. They were the same class as the goyim at that time. Then that's good. Masiv Rava, Rava has a kasha. Hey, Reisva Koyin. The Mishnah Masechta Idias. Hey, Reisva Koyin. Rav Zchari ben Akatzva. Bas Yisrael shehur huna ba Ashkelon. There was a story with a Bas Yisrael who gave herself in. In Ashkelon, in order to be held for a chayv, the richikua b'nei mishpachta, and her mishpacha said, "You know, we're nothing to do with you. You're mistamu mizana." Veidel me'idim oisa, and there's Edim saying Edis, Shle Nistra, she didn't have any yichud, Shle Nitma, she wasn't Tamei. But Omru lahem chachamim, the chachamim told the family, Imataminim shahuna, if you believe that she went in as a mashkin, Heminu Shle Nistra, Veshle Nitma. It's basically a migo over here. The problem was here that these Edim, the Rishonim speak out, were Pasala Edim. Then the Edim were the ones that told them that she went in as a mashkin, as a collateral. So they told him that the Chum said it's a migu. If you believe them that she went in as a collateral, Haminu Shlenistrov Shlenitma. If you don't believe the Edim that she was not Mezana, she was not even didn't even do Yichud, Al Taminu Sharuna. Don't believe that she ever was Haruna. Okay, Ad Khan the Mishnah. So what's there in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah's Mashma, that Dafka Horhana, what's here inside? How Ashkelon Yadacham to keep all his Atzman? Ashkelon was a place where the Goyim were in charge. Now, that should come out, that they mamoin, she should be Aser. Viktani, and it says over here, Horhana. It says that Horhana in, Nechba Shaloi, what's the difference? Horhana is a case where Rashi says, the Medas, she goes into the Goyim Medas, because Kivin the Giyas Mamlin in Loy Niftis, she Areik Shalavichavim. He says the difference, this case is where she goes willingly to the Goya because they made up a deal. If you don't pay up the money, she's going to be the maidservant. She's going in. She's going into the Goya's Rishus. So that's where we say that even though Asa Dei Mamoin, without Edim, she would be Asa. But Nech Bisha Loi. So it's a kasha. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak said that if it's Dei Mamoin, and we're Goya Mata Kifa. Even Nech Besha makes her also the Baila. Here is Mashma Dafka, Horana, Emptimar Loi. Who had the Nafil Nech Besha? Maise Shahaya Kacha. That's Punk the story. The story was Horana. It's Lav Dafka. It's not Dafka, that's the Halacha. That was Punk the story. That was the case. That was Punk the story. Let's see one more Gemara. If you don't mind, you want to see one more Gemara, Maise? One more? So Ikadamri, it brings the same ma'isa. Ikadamri, Amar Rav Afanamatino, bring a raya to Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak said that when Yad Goyim Takifa, even though their mammon is awesome, he said, I'll bring you a raya from this Mishnah. Hey, the Reis HaKoyim Rizchar Ben Akatz Val Vashjol Shahor Novel Ashkeloin. She went in as a mashkin in Ashkelon, Richa B'nei Mishfachta. And the Mishfachta said, oh, you must be Mazana. Ve'idem, Idim, Aleho Shloy Nistar, Rav Shloy Nitma, Bamru Chachamim. And the Chachamim said, Mataminim Shahor Noimim Shloy Nistar, Rav Shloy Nitma. If you believe that she went in as a mashkin from these Edim, so believe them that she was not Nitma. It's like a Migu, a Pesh Asa. If you don't believe them, and you think that she was Mazana, Altim Shahor Noimim, don't even believe she went in. And the Gemara is right like this, for Ashkelon, that they Mamun Hava, it's only Mamun. The time of the Edim Eidim Aysa, only because Edim Ame Eidim is she mutter. Ha ain Edim Eidim Aysa, she would be Aser. So, kids, what do you see? You see over here that the Yad Goyim Takipa, that you attack Aser. It's a riot of Shmuel. Zak the Gemara, Loi. My love, Lois the Horna, Lois the Nachbashan. It's a riot to Rav Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Loi, Horhana Shani. It's not a riot. There, it's worse because when I'm a das. Again, same type of art, that it's not a raya from there. But upon him, what we learned so far is, Shmuel reads this in a memra, that when Yad, Goyim, Takifa, even at the Mamoin, they're Mezana with her, and then Mezalzel with her, and not worried about losing the money. And we try to bring a raya from here, according to Rava, and we say, no, it's not a raya, because there, she went in Medas, there's a bigger Chashash Zilzel than a regular case of Nech Peshan, it's not a raya to Rav Shmuel, and tomorrow we'll continue this same Inyan a little bit further.